guys.
Hey, Mike. All right, good evening and welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors meeting. This is our regularly scheduled meeting for Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. It's approximately 7:04 p.m. The board met in executive session beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss legal matters and personnel matters. And that executive session concluded at approximately 7:01 p.m. So I'm now officially calling this meeting to order and asking everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
under God, for all.
All right, Mr. Christman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
There are four present, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wyckoff notified the office that he would be late this evening.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Christman. Seeing as we have a quorum of the board present, we'll move forward. Before we get to the first visitor public comment session, I dispense with the normal housekeeping announcement. Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure all comments are captured by the recording device, everyone needs to speak directly into a microphone wherever you are in the room. Anyone coming up to the podium to speak must double check, make sure the microphone is on. But if you're coming to the podium to speak, you have to identify yourself. So first name, last name, possibly spell the last name depending on your last name. And if it's during visitor public comment, certainly your address is necessary. We need this information because we have to make sure the meeting minutes are accurate and that these meetings are not only recorded and transcribed and available for review by residents, but the audio from these meetings is available for residents as well. So it's very important that only one person speaks at a time and that we're identifying who's speaking when they're speaking. And so I trust everyone will follow that simple rule. If you do come to the podium, during visitor public comment, there's two different visitor public comment sessions, one now, one at the end of the meeting. We ask that you keep your comments to about 3 minutes. That's the general rule we utilize here for township meetings. And if you're not winding up around the 3 minute mark, I will just simply ask you to kind of wrap up your point. So with that, we will open the visitor public comment session, and anybody in the group or in the audience is welcome to come forward. And just remember to identify yourself, spelling your first name, or maybe spelling your first name and last name if it's needed.
My name is Troy Baker. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
2003 Raleigh Road. So I'm here because I made a reservation for swimming lessons for my son at the rec set. And a month later, I got a charge for $100 on my credit card. And it turns out this was from a company called Active Network for a membership in this company. So Active Network is a third-party reservation and payment collection company that Parks and Recreation uses. So they're actually widely used in the U.S. And they've been used here for at least 15 years, according to Zach Jackson, the director. So I looked into this company, and they have a complaint filed by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau for deceptive and abusive acts and practices to dupe consumers into enrolling in their own discount club membership. Some of the highlights from that report is that they generated $300 million in revenue from 3 million consumers since 2011 from unlawful tactics. conduct a marketing test to make the membership more deceptive. The membership benefits were only about 2.8% of the fees paid in. Senior management stated this was pure profit. Active Network itself documented that only 72% of their customers actually were aware that they were in the membership. This company was sued for fraudulent practices by California, Iowa, and Vermont. So I'm asking the Board of Supervisors that that we have Parks and Recreation discontinue all business with this company and find a new vendor. I have talked to Zach Jackson about that, and he sort of corrected the problem so that it wouldn't happen again, which I appreciate, but I still think we just shouldn't do business with this type of criminal company. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very
much. A copy of the particular complaint by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and then several copies of my statement.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
And we certainly take your recommendation under advisement, and are these multiple? Can I pass these?
Yeah. There's six copies of my statement, and then just one copy of the complaint.
That's for you, Carter.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Baker. And you're it's actually ironic. You're probably the only person that's ever come up to the podium that who doesn't need to spell either the first name or last name, right? Troy Baker.
Yeah, it's on paper.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. All right, is there anyone else that would like to come forward? All right, seeing no one has come forward, we will close this portion of the visitor public comment session, move to the next item on the agenda, which is consent calendar. Under the consent calendar, under the consent calendar, there are 1, 2, 3, 4 items, A through D. A is the adoption of the Board of Supervisor meeting minutes from the April 23rd regular meeting. B is a release of financial security provided for a stormwater management plan. C is the release of the financial security again for the stormwater management plan. And D is approval of accounts payable and payroll from April 26th and May 10th. So those items are spelled out more clearly on the agenda. Just wanted to give everybody a general overview. We can take each item separately, or we can entertain a motion from the board to take all items under one motion and either approve or deny them. So what is the will of the board?
I'll make a motion that this board approves the consent calendar items A, B, C, and D.
All right. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda to approve all items under the consent calendar in one motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion or questions on these items? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion to approve items A through D under the consent calendar for this evening's meeting, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it, and the motion passes unanimously. That takes us to new business. The first item under new business is A. It's the update on fiscal year 2024 budget, first quarter results, and Mr. Christman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As the board's aware, for the last several years, we've been providing an update to you regarding the ongoing financial situation of the township, looking at its budget, where we are in a real-time view of the first quarter. So just by way of introduction, for people who are used to this budget, not used to it, I think it's good to kind of give a nice overview of how our budget works in Derry. So for tonight, we'll take a look at the overall budget process and then, of course, drill down a little bit further into the first quarter results. So for second-class town municipal governments in Pennsylvania, Section 3205 of the Pennsylvania Second-Class Township Code defines how municipal budgets and tax levies are established within this commonwealth. So for 2024, Derry Township has a total of 11 funds in its budget, 8 of which are operating and 3 are capital. And you'll see here the operating funds are general fund, the street light fund, community center, solid waste, library, debt service, liquid fuels, our operating reserve fund. And then the 3 separate capital funds that we have are the capital reserve fund, community center reserve fund, and then, of course, the road equipment fund itself. So Our budget follows this roadmap, has followed this roadmap since I started as manager now 6 years ago or so. And as a result, it's made our budget more transparent, a lot more operative, and we're able to take a look at how our funds are moving in and out of the budget at any point during the year. So at the first quarter of each year, you want to make sure that revenues and expenditures are somewhat trending towards 25% of your actual budget. So as you can see here on this first slide, I always like to look at that first percentage number. So 22% of the revenue has come through the door at the end of the first quarter, and we've only expended 17% in the aggregate, all of which signals to me that we are heading in the right direction, at least through the first quarter of 2024. As you're aware, a majority of our revenue will come in the second quarter as the real estate taxes go out at the beginning of the year. They're then due later on in the second quarter. So these numbers will change pretty dramatically when we look at those results. Additionally, although it's not relevant to tonight's discussion, you're aware that we did receive our RACP grant, a majority of which this budget is predicated upon. That $2 million for the community center debt service has now come through the door, short the $50,000 that's held in reserve until the closeout audit is completed with the Commonwealth. At that time, then, when we go through that process, that additional $50,000 will come back to the township. In general fund, that's the one that we target the most. This is the one where all of your dollars have more of a less restrictive use. This is where a majority of your dollars will flow into the township's budget and then will be reallocated out through the expense side. You can see in the aggregate, our revenue increased by 5.61% over last year's budget. The board adopted the revenue plan for this year at just short of $31 million. That's, includes our fund balance forward that you see there, which is about $8.8 million. Graphically, to represent that, 83% of your taxes come through the door, which are comprised of real estate property taxes and Act 511. And just for those that don't know, the Act 511 taxes within your budget are comprised of the real estate transfer tax, earned income tax, local services tax, the occupation tax and amusement tax, and the parking tax. The graph here on the right, which is in your budget book, kind of just shows that. I think it's a cleaner way to take a look at it. So in reality, real estate taxes get the most scrutiny in our community, and really any community. That's the one thing that affects most people directly. They see that tax bill come out each year. We are in the fourth or fifth year of a no tax increase budget. This board has made it very clear that you want to hold the line on taxes. You've done so. The administration has answered that call by keeping reins on the expenses that we chart each year. But you know that we talk about that in greater detail in November when we go through the budget process. But I think this is another great graphical representation of where your tax dollar goes. So for every dollar collected, 64% of it goes to the Derry Township School District, 28% of it goes to Dauphin County, and that small 8% is what we talk about comes to Derry Township, and that covers a police department that provides 24/7 coverage, the public works department, a library, the community center, all of the administrative functions of the township. I think you get a lot of bang for your buck for that 8%, looking at what we do in this community. Having served in several different communities throughout my 25 years in municipal management, I think this is a great value for the public dollar that you get in Derry Township. So, are there any questions at this point from the board? So as I mentioned earlier, and we saw it on the slide, you want to make sure that your revenues are trending at 25% or higher and expenses are trending at 25% or lower. As I noted at the end of March, all of our revenue and expense categories are trending in the right direction. And in some cases, they've matched or exceeded where our 2023 levels were. So that's all very positive. This chart represents the Act 511 taxes, and it is early in the year, so you can see that, for example, the pilot payment that the township receives through the Hershey Medical Center and through the Giant Center, those have not come yet through the door. So we won't see that till later in the year, so this chart will change over time. As you slide down here, some of these numbers are slightly skewed because the first quarter of the year is always very light, whether it's earned income tax or LST or real estate taxes. All of those dollars begin to flow more so in the second quarter based on when they're collected and when the actual distribution occurs. There was a question, and Mr. Gamble's not here. There was a question that he had posed to us a month or so ago about the amusement tax and wanting to know who the other participants are in the amusement tax collection process. We have not yet received that distribution. The school district right now collects the amusement tax for both the township and the school district. They then remit those funds back to us, which then itemizes what, who provides what. We did not get that yet for the first quarter, so I can't really identify for you exactly who's paying what and where. If you're really interested, I will tell you from my seat that I look at more of the aggregate number to make sure that we're meeting the benchmarks that we've established internally. And at this point in the year, it's still, obviously it's pretty light for where we would like it to be. But again, the second and third quarters of the year for amusement and parking tax, generally, that's where you see those dollars begin to flow.
So Chris, that zero is just because it hasn't come to us yet, not because it's zero.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to be clear on that.
So just like I did in the previous slide a few slides ago, on the expense side of the general fund budget, we kept it flat. You know, that was intentional. That was a direction of this board to continue to monitor our expenses. And it's not just, and I say this at budget time, but I'll take the opportunity to say it again, it's not just me. It's the folks that sit out here every 2 weeks, your department heads. These are the folks that manage the public funds that are entrusted to them. They take that very seriously. They take that charge as seriously as I do, and we talk about it in our monthly staff meetings. We talk about it at budget time. And so as a result, you can see that our budget stayed flat for 2024 from the on the expense side. When you look at it in a graphical representation, police services is clearly the largest piece of the pie at 33% of all expenses, but you know, they are the one of the largest departments within the township, and that's where the largest expense load lies. What I would like to focus on really quickly is some of the economic trends that affect us. They don't, they're not caused by us, but when you look at the gross domestic product of our country in general, you know, that's a broad economic index of the measure of goods and services, how they're produced. And in the first quarter, it only increased by 1.6%. This is below what national economists have projected at 2.4%. And again, that 1.6 includes adjustments for seasonality and inflation. So we hear a lot of chatter at the levels higher than us at the state and the federal level, of course, that, you know, when you try to balance the GDP against consumer spending and interest rate, they're all kind of linked together. You know, so when you look at consumer spending, it only increased by 2.5%. The economists, you know, it's down from 3.3% in the fourth quarter of last year. Again, some of these numbers are adjusted to reflect the seasonality of when people are spending money. But again, Wall Street responded in a negative way because the, these economic indicators didn't meet. So this decline, and this is, these aren't my words, it's in response to the rising cost of consumer goods. This is a worst of both world scenarios, slower than expected growth nationally and higher than expected inflation. So the cost of buying goods has gone up. So that affects people. The Federal Reserve, we thought would be cutting rates sooner in the year. I mean, obviously we're still just entering the second quarter here. Rates have kind of stayed the same. They haven't gone anywhere. You know, it's a great time if you want to save money, but if you want to borrow money, it's a horrible time. You know, it's costing you more to do things. The housing market, happy to say, at least locally, our housing market continues to be very strong, very robust. You know, we have the benefit of having major employers within our community, but it has slowed a little bit. You know, higher than anticipated mortgage interest rates are slowing it a little bit, even though I note that they're not. They really are. But the inventory is still out there, but dairy has been kind of, I don't want to say immune to the housing crisis, but we kind of have a little bubble here, so we're lucky. We're lucky in the sense that our housing numbers are strong in spite of all the other things kind of going on at the national level. You know, all of those things are not in our control locally, but they affect us, you know. And so I challenge the board to continue to do what we do, and that is stay the course. I say that in the last bullet. I say that every budget session. I say that during our quarterly updates. You have provided the foundation for us and the guiding principles of what you believe the township budget should look like, what our tax rate structure should look like. We continue to focus on that. And I repeat that charge to our group, which is stay the course, continue to put money aside. We take money each year in our budget and we allocate it to our operating reserve accounts. By 2027, 2028, Derry Township should have in the ballpark of about $10 million in just liquid cash in the operating reserve, not inclusive of any other dollars that are in the fund balance for the general fund or any other fund. That's a great operating reserve to have. Not every community can say that. This one can and will. So it's a great place for us to be. We continue to look at the debt side of our equation, which is looking at that debt service fund. Are there opportunities? I just got done saying with the interest rate market the way it is, it's a great time to save money. Not really sure it's a great time to refinance, but we do keep tabs on that, and we'll bring back restructuring opportunities to the board when it's appropriate. And again, when we look at jumps in the budget each month, we try to close any revenue gaps with targeted cuts on the expense side or deferring some expense loads that we may need. We might be able to push that out a little bit further when the cash flow begins to pick back up later in the year. So at this point, I don't have anything additional to add about the first quarter, so I'll open it up to the board. If you have questions, I'm happy to try to answer them.
Any questions for Chris?
No.
I think this is consistent with the information that we're all aware of on a monthly basis at the township, but it is good to see it on a quarterly basis. So for anyone from the public, they're seeing what we're seeing, and that's good for folks to see. So thank you, Chris. Thanks for that presentation.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is B. It's the consideration of a new abuse prevention policy. Again, Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just give me a second. I'm trying to get back to my meeting and I lost it. Here we go. So, as I think I've discussed with the board in the past, every time you look and work with your insurance carrier, they come in and have an opportunity to look at your policies from time to time. So Selective, our insurance carrier, has recommended that the township revise its abuse and molestation policy in the event that such incidents may occur in the township. They felt that our current policy as was structured was not consistent with current law. So along with the township solicitor's office, we were able to work through what's in your packet tonight to develop the abuse prevention policy that you see before you that provides guidance to all employees of what appropriate conduct is and then puts them on notice if in the event certain activities occur, what would happen in those events, if there's criminal action involved, if there's a termination of employment. All of those things are kind of outlined in that policy, but this is a recommendation of our carrier. We're bringing it before you this evening for the board to review and hopefully adopt. If the board adopts it tonight, we will make sure that policy then gets rolled out to all employees to train. They would sign off on that. That would go into their personnel files. And then each year we're required to update that policy as necessary. And we would continue to do so. Outside of that, I don't have any other specifics to add other than this is pretty much a full rewrite. Pat's office was really helpful in getting us through some of the negotiations with the carrier. I'm fairly confident that what the policy that's before you tonight is one that will be on the books for many years to come, unless, of course, there are substantive changes in the law.
All right. With that, we can entertain a motion.
I had a quick question.
Yes, go ahead.
Pat, is this something that this is in all townships? Like, all townships are tackling this. This isn't unique to Derry.
One thing that is a little unique to Derry, not necessarily all townships, but you do have a significant minor employee. So when you have minor employees, the potential for abuse goes up a little bit, which is why your carrier, I think,
identified
Derry.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions before we entertain a motion? And if not, we can entertain a motion.
Okay, I'll make the motion that this board approves and adopts an abuse prevention policy for the Township of Derry, as noted.
Very good. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda for approval. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion and adopting the policy, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
The next item is C. It's the consideration of Resolution 2024-14, authorizing the approval of an intergovernmental cooperation agreement with Londonderry Township for paving a portion of Shope's Church Road. Mr. Chrisman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Back in early March, Londonderry Township did approach us regarding the paving schedule for Shope's Church Road. As you know, on our side of the border, we are planning to pave this road this year. As a result, Derry went out through the CAPCOG to bid the road work. At that time, I don't believe Londonderry Township was on board with the COG bid, so they missed out on the opportunity to bid that work on their own. So they approached the township to see if there would be interest or the ability to piggyback on our contract through an intergovernmental cooperation agreement to pave their 300-foot section of Shope's Church Road. I think from a operational standpoint, we certainly don't have a problem with that. I mean, from their side of the coin, it saves mobilization costs to have a contractor come in, remobilize, pave. You know, we can do the entire roadway all in one shot on both sides of the border. They would pay for their portion of the project. Public Works has gone out and estimated that to be about $20,000, and that would be paid to Derry Township upon completion of the work. Pat's office was nice enough to put together our intergovernmental cooperation agreement that's before you tonight. I did speak with the manager in Londonderry Township last week. They will have this on their agenda, their public agenda, tomorrow evening. So if the board would approve it tonight, at least one piece of it would be approved, and we'll wait to see. I would assume that Londonderry would approve it at their meeting tomorrow night.
Any questions for Chris on this item? All right. If there are no questions, we can entertain a motion.
I will offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors approves Resolution 2024-14, authorizing the approval of an intergovernmental cooperation agreement with Londonderry Township for paving a portion of Shope's Church Road.
Very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I will second.
A motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is D. It's the consideration of Resolution 2024-15, e-signatures for state grants. And this is Mrs. Jacobine.
Yes, so most of the grants that the library applies for are actually processed through the Department of Education's Office of Commonwealth Libraries. And the Department of Education provides the ability to process signatures electronically. However, that is only providing that this resolution is passed by the governing body of the library's kind of owner. This resolution will authorize Christopher Chrisman, the township manager, to sign electronic documents on e-grants on behalf of Derry Township. This is really going to help increase efficiency when processing documentation for any grants that we receive, including the Keystone grant, which the library was recently awarded.
Very good. Thank you. Sounds reasonable. Any questions for Allison? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make the motion that this board approves Resolution 2024-15, designating the township manager is the signatory of the e-signature contracts with the Pennsylvania Department of Education on behalf of the Township of Derry.
All right, very good. Motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
I'm sorry, I have to give that to Mrs. Nutt. Mrs. Nutt seconded that motion. And are there any other questions or discussion on the motion?
I wanted to say thank you because Mrs. Jacobine has been hustling, looking for all sorts of grants and programs to, you know, bring to the library. So this is just a little step in all the work that she's doing. So thank you.
I concur with those comments. if there are no further comments or any questions, then all in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Mrs. Jacobine. The next item on the agenda is E. It's the request to close West Caracas Avenue from Linden Road to Valley Road, Valley Road from West Caracas Avenue to South 2nd Street, South 2nd Street from the rear of 306 West Caracas Avenue to Valley Road, and related parking restrictions on the evening of June 2nd, 2024, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Pronio's Market 105-year anniversary and community event. Chief
Warner. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A request was received from Pronio's Market on March 8th of this year asking for road closures and parking restrictions for their 105-year anniversary and community celebration. Pronio's Market will have a DJ, food and games for those attending the event. Most of the events will take place in the parking lot adjacent to Pronio's Market. However, some events will take place on the roadway in front of Pronio's Market. The date of the event is scheduled for June 2nd, and they are requesting the roadway be closed. The roadways be closed before, during, and after the time of the event from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. The actual event will take place from 4 to 9. Pronio's Market will be responsible for placing and removing the barricades during the times of road closures. And those road closures and the parking restrictions that go along with them are being requested to make it safe for persons attending the event. We'll get the barricades placed at those locations necessary by Public Works. And then, as I stated, the folks with the event will be responsible for putting them up and taking them down. And we can have our shift supervisor for that night just to go by and make sure everything's good as far as the placement of the barricades. I don't know.
Would you like to speak on this? If you would, I would just ask that you come to the podium.
I just asked somebody to be here just in case they would have any questions.
Yes.
All you have to do is, when you come up to the microphone, just introduce mm-hmm. yourself, first name and last name and address, and then we'll...
Hi, I'm Laura Thomas. Actually, my maiden name was Pronio. My family has owned Pronio's Market for 105 years. We held an event in 2019 to celebrate our 100. We didn't know how it would happen or whatever. It was a huge success, and we raised a lot of money, which we donated to local charities and proceeds. Anyway, I was unable to meet with Sergeant Klinger. She met with my brother, and sometimes he doesn't get things straight. And I suspect that maybe what's happened here, because the road closures, what I'm reading is to close the road all the way to Linden Road. It was actually just to Ridge Road. And I believe Ridge is definitely a walk before Linden. Another thing is that last time we did it, we had the road closures from 2:30 to, 9:30. So we're actually going to host it from 4 to 8. And because I know last time we did it, the people didn't move. And we ended up being there a lot longer than we wanted to be. So I suspect we'd like to
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. So, Chief, let me just ask you, should we modify this now, or should we just approve the general motion and leave open some of the logistics? We can make a motion that we approve the road closures generally on this date, during this time frame, with the details to be determined by the chief.
I think you can keep the time frame as is.
Okay.
However, I would probably just amend it to say West Crax Avenue from Ridge to Valley. I think that should be sufficient as far as addressing that change.
Okay, so I'm going to let me make a motion. So while I have this in my head, so I'm going to make a motion that we close West Caracas Avenue from Ridge to Valley Road, Valley Road from West Caracas Avenue to South Second Street, South Second Street from the rear of 306 West Caracas Avenue to Valley Road. Does that make sense? Okay. And with related parking restrictions, on the evening of June 2nd, 2024, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., regardless of what time you use, that covers the entire period of time you might use, for Pronio's Market's 105-year anniversary and community event, and my motion is that we approve it. So that's the motion. Do I have a second to my motion? All right, motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. Are there any questions or discussion for the chief?
Yes, I have one quick question. Egress and regress from Chipotle, because that alley isn't that South Second Street? So can this,
no,
can the alley?
South, that would be South First.
South First.
Yeah. Which we are not closing down.
Okay. All right, I'm good.
Okay, good question. Any other questions? If not, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. All right. Thank you very much. Chief, thank you for bringing it forward. The next item on the agenda is F. It's waivers from filing a land development plan as requested by the Hershey Company regarding the Hershey West plant locker room expansion. This is Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Hershey Company's West plant was originally approved by Plat 616, which was recorded November 3rd, 1990. Since then, 9 additional plans have been processed for this facility, the last one being recorded January 25th of 2023. The present project proposes to add a 2-story locker room office expansion, which will have a footprint of approximately 2,605 square feet and a floor area of approximately 5,210 square feet, and constitutes an approximate 0.4% expansion of their existing facility. The expansion will be constructed over existing impervious area and will not increase employees, traffic, or sewage needs. The expansion is being done primarily to accommodate the male-female ratio of the workforce, which has changed over the years. Nevertheless, this activity is technically defined as a land development plan, since our ordinance includes the addition of 2,500 square feet of floor area to a non-residential building. As I noted, this improvement will add approximately 5,210 square feet of floor area, and won't really increase any of the things that we look at on the land development plan. To orient everybody for where this is, this is, you know, tucked away in the center of the site. As you can see, it's the modifications to the site are very minor in nature. The Dairy Township Planning Commission, at their meeting on May 7th, 2024, recommended that the request be granted, as do I.
So you're just, while you have that diagram up, so I'm understanding this. When you say this expansion will be, this expanded space will be, you said, inside the footprint of the facility?
No, well inside the property. So looking at Hershey Park Drive and Old West Chocolate Avenue, The expansion area is to the east side of the existing building.
Okay.
In other words, well off the roadways.
Are there any questions for Chuck? I know that Kenny is here from the Hershey Company, but any questions? All right. If no questions, then can we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors grants the requested waivers from Section 185-5.A and 185-5.B of the Derry Township Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance to not require a land development plan to be processed for the Hershey Company's West Plant Locker Room expansion.
Very good. Motion is made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zamuda. Are there any questions or discussion on this motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is G. It's the consideration of a third time extension for conditional approval of the final subdivision and land development plan for Hershey West End, final phase J, plat 1361. And I think this also goes to Mr. Emmerich.
It does. So phase J was approximately 12 acres of the 245-acre Hershey West End site. The plan proposed the development of 336 apartments and 12 single-family attached townhomes. The other amenities to this section include a dog park and an extension of the trail system and a private swimming pool and pool house. The board initially approved this plan on December 6, 2022. The board did grant the most recent extension request on September 12, 2023. The applicant, by way of their legal counsel, has requested a third extension of time until December 30th of 2024 to address the outstanding items. I'm recommending that this extension be provided, and Neil is here if you have any questions.
So just... So essentially, you're asking, we're being asked for what amounts to what, a 6-month extension? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes.
All right, so I'm gonna have to open this all up where you're gonna have to, yes, point that out for me. So which phase is J? So
phase J, if we go to the overall of the Hershey West End development, the roundabout is located on Walton here. The Ugrow and Englewood and the new coffee house and the existing H-Car building is, of course, located on the eastern side of the site. So presently, much of the road infrastructure for this phase was constructed, especially the frontage along West End Avenue. So to zoom in on the site, that's the area that we're looking at.
And J is that whole area?
Yes. It includes this area over here, which is slated to be a dog park, and the swimming pool that I mentioned, I believe, is located in the center of the apartments.
All right, so we would, even though it's J, this is the first sort of construction at the site for beyond the road development, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so I just want to look at what are the other conditions that are still outstanding.
So they are listed in my staff comments as items 1 through 13, which I guess if we get right down to the nitty-gritty of why this plan's not been recorded yet, the financial security for this plan is $2,665,789. Okay. And the board may recall that the there was a substantial spike in material costs when this plan was originally approved. And maybe Neil wants to add to that. The rest of the conditions in here also include park and rec fee of $555,000. So there's some money associated with getting this plan recorded, and I don't believe they want to record it till they're ready to start to secure permits for the construction.
Okay. Well, this is helpful. Thank you for going through those. I do think my concern is this. I, as one member of the board, I can see, you know, there's a lot that's been done there. We've got the road infrastructure there. There's a lot we know that's coming. And a six-month extension, you know, again, this will be the third one we've granted. And maybe not all were due to sort of the financial considerations. I will say my concern is that I don't see any of these things, any of those external factors, like costs, interest rates, I don't see anything changing in 6 months. I mean, it'd be great if they did, I just don't see it. So, you know, I feel like, you know, we keep doing these continuances in these short bursts, but, and maybe Neil, if you want to stand up and we can have a conversation about it. I just think we want, from the community standpoint, and you're going to have to introduce yourself for the record before you speak, but from the community standpoint, I think we'd all kind of like to have a better idea of when should we begin to expect actual construction of the development? Because if it's going to remain just road for another year or two, right? Like, and I know that I know how you feel about that prospect, but then we really need to sit down and make sure that we're making sure that maintenance of that area, that we have some specific items to address around general maintenance of that whole area, because what we don't want it to be is just our roads and then weeds growing up around it. I mean, it looked like a tumbleweed town.
Neil Fisher with the Hedge. Okay, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, Neil.
Neil Fisher with the Hankin Group. So, as you may remember, we partnered with the Hershey Trust on J, and actually we've partnered with the Hershey Trust on K as well. I will tell you, I found the very first part of your meeting very interesting as you talked about your budget and being fiscally responsible. And really, we do the same thing. We are going to be fiscally responsible and not do something that would be harmful to us or harmful to the township as it relates to building something in a situation where the global economy can wreak havoc on us, right? I think the worst thing for any project is to build something and it not be completed or you have vacant spaces within a building. They become attractive nuisances. They're not good for you. They're not good for the property owner. So making sure that you develop responsibly, that is what's important. And you're right. We have delayed it. We have delayed recording of the plan. There are financial obligations that come when you do that. The park and rec fee, in my opinion, a park and rec fee is something that should be paid at building permit, not something. Because as the residents come online, then you're putting that money in towards recreational components, not when the plan is recorded. And it is a financial burden to a project. I look at this plan and the way I see this project being developed would be slowly. Coming in and building two buildings, three buildings, and getting them up and occupied and then moving into the next buildings and building it over time so that one, we can react to the global economic conditions, Two, we don't end up with vacant spaces. And three, we maintain the quality of the overall development. I do think, I mean, the roads are in, I think vacant land, just like you, it's not great for the area out there. You want to see activity, you want to see buildings, you want to see commercial space become and come over to this area and be attracted to it. And I am working with the trust on a way to make sure that that is happens, right? But yes, we do need some time to do that.
Do you have any reaction to my comment about?
Do I think interest rates are going to drop?
Right.
I do not think interest rates are going to drop.
Right.
No.
Okay, look, we have a vested interest in making sure, regardless of how this whole thing came about, as a board, we have a vested interest in making sure that it is not. You know, that it is developed properly now that it's been, since it's been approved. We don't want it to turn into sort of, and I know you don't either, Neil. You don't want it to turn into blight.
Nope.
We don't want it to turn into that. We're sensitive to that. And I don't know how everybody else on the board feels. So does anyone have any questions for Neil or have any comments about this request?
Yeah, a more comment. Neil, these are the condos you're putting up there along the road, right?
They are three-story court, like the ones along. So what we wanted to do along Main Street was to bring the density to Main Street, and then as you transition back into the residential community, kind of step down into
smaller
and smaller. So the higher density buildings, the corridor buildings, they are up along, when I say Main Street, West End Avenue. Right,
mm-hmm.
And then as you step back, we went into, we call them manor homes. They were basically 10, 12 unit buildings.
Right, they were going to go up
and
along the hill.
They looked like
there.
Estate houses.
Sure.
Yes.
I remember all that.
Yeah.
But that's high density housing right there. There is a housing shortage, especially in this town.
I agree.
So I don't see the economic reason for.
I am not questioning the housing market in the slightest.
They'll be filled up. I don't think you have to worry about any.
I'm not worried about them filling up, right? So, interest rates have gone up. We've all been hit with inflation, right? Construction has been hit the hardest out of all the areas, mm-hmm. all the economic sectors. Construction's been hit by the hardest from inflation. Part of it, I mean, we've created it partially ourselves, right? It's like we passed an infrastructure bill. It's like the goal by raising interest rates is to cause a slowdown,
right?
You're not gonna see a slowdown in the construction market because we put billions and billions of dollars into the infrastructure bill. So there are all, even if housing markets slow down or construction markets slow down, the other avenue as far as bridges and roads, they're not slowing down. So you're not gonna see a drop in pricing. So we're hit with high construction inflation. We're hit with higher interest rates and rents have not kept, don't get me wrong, rents have increased. And if you look around, rents are much higher than what they were five years ago.
They're almost unaffordable.
I hear you.
Okay.
But in relationship to those other two categories, they haven't kept up. It's just, I mean, that's.
So there's no, go ahead.
No, if you look at, so it's why construction starts when you look at multifamily and you look at housing, construction starts have plummeted over the course of the past year. And it's because of these factors.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me, it's not the trust, it's just the economic condition that we're in. We've designed an extremely high quality product for this project.
Sure, and you're gonna be able to charge top dollar for it.
And you will, yes.
Yeah.
But you also have to be able to finance it. And that's a problem.
I can't believe the trust can't finance
It's not a trust. You have to pull the Hershey Company out of the picture, right? Because they are only a portion of the project, and no, they are not going to be a bank. You have to look at it as if it's just me coming in as a developer that's coming in to build a project.
If you're, then the next logical step is if you're going to have high confidence that you're going to be able to fill all those, all those houses, those homes, the domiciles, whatever you want to call them. Isn't it more of an investment now? You might take a little bit of a hit now, but you know, a year or two down the road, it's either going to be a wash at the worst.
It's not a year or two down the road, but your point as far as it being a long-term investment, yes, and that is how we look at it.
Well, then, doesn't it make sense to invest now while things are relatively, because things aren't going to get cheaper, like Chris said here. Things are not going to get cheaper.
I don't believe things are going to get cheaper either.
So, you play with the cards you're dealt.
You do, but it is not my decision solely.
Right, I get that.
I do have a partner, and we both have to be on the same page.
Okay.
And make that decision together.
All right. Look, I share the same concern that Chris does about a third delay now, and like you said. No, I don't think any of us here see costs moderating or interest rates
I can't argue that point because I agree with you.
So why not request a year?
I'm happy to take a year.
I think you'd have to request that, but is that going to make any difference?
I'm hopeful that it will, yes. I'm hopeful that 6 months that will make a difference. I'm hopeful that over the course of that time, the Hershey Trust and I can come to an agreement as far as a mechanism to make this work.
Okay, so this turns into an agreement between you and the trust. Does.
So
okay,
and listen, you can help. You can help by saying, I agree with you, Neil, about the impact fee for the rec fee, and say. That should be paid at building permit time and not initially up front and burden the project that way. I mean, you can help in this situation as well.
I would say, Neil, this. I support this extension, the 6 month extension, because I know this is not easy for you, and I know that. We've known that. You've been working on this for a while, and we've had separate meetings, so we've gotten to know each other fairly well.
If I had the ability to start it tomorrow, we would.
I would just say, so I'm supportive of extending this for 6 months. I am not upset at you as the developer of this project. I am upset at the trust, because they have an obligation, whether they realize it or not, they have an obligation to the people of this township. And bringing this project forward was their idea. Most of the people on this board today wouldn't have even approved to rezone the land for this project. But they got that done. So I'm just saying, I am frustrated with them. They have the wherewithal to withstand whatever the difference in interest rates are and construction costs. I am certain that the Hershey Trust has the money to do this. And this project, and I've told you this on more than one occasion, love the concept, hate the location. That was beautiful green land in our community that the trust decided they would develop. And the fact that they're not here, you're here, and I appreciate that. The fact that they're not here and that they're not trying to come up with a solution, quite frankly, is it's shocking to me. And at the same time, it's not shocking to me. So I would say, before you say anything, I will support continuing this for 6 months. But in 6 months, if you guys, if you're going to come back again for a continuance, a request, they need to be in this room, and I strongly suggest that between now and then, they figure out a way to become a better partner for your company.
Can I speak? Okay. I did not intend or to leave you with any impression that they are not a good partner. They are a great partner. And I also believe that it is a great project. And I understand your concern about the location. The concept of the type of project that it is, the mixed-use development, the streetscape, the bringing the people into the community, the event spaces that are part of this project, it is a well-planned project. That's what interests us as a company. I mean, we looked at the planning that went in behind it, and certainly the township was part of that, the trust was part of that long before we became involved. I like to think that once we got involved, we improved upon it. But I am a firm believer in walkable communities and the type of project that's going to be here. I'm also a firm believer in you don't sacrifice quality for any cause. And really, that's like the crux of, I mean, we're not willing to sacrifice the quality. Trust isn't willing to sacrifice the quality. We want to make sure that the project maintains that. And you want to make sure that the project maintains mm-hmm. that, right? I mean, it kind of goes to the whole principles behind the design manual that's part of the project, part of the conditional use, and making sure that we create the right type of space. We're all been hit with these economic conditions that are beyond anybody's control, beyond my control, your control, the state's control. They have changed. They have changed from the time that the project has started till today.
Neil.
I understand.
Neil.
Listen, I understand your point.
So but let me just say, these kinds of projects, Neil, are going up all over the place. It's just, you know where it's not going up? In Derry Township. And you know who your part, and the fact that your partner is the trust is shocking to me because I drive all over the place all the time for my job. I see these kinds of really cool walkable communities popping up. Your company does a very nice job with them. The trust could accommodate the rising interest rates and the increased costs. The trust could accommodate that and get this project started.
I understand your point.
So let us just stop now.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to support this continuance. You can deliver the message back to the folks at the trust. Because in 6 months, and it's a shame it'll happen in December when we're all in a good mood, it's the holidays, but when you come back, they will have to be here and they're going to have to answer some tough questions about why they can't start this.
I am very hopeful that before December that the plans are recorded and everything is moving. We're out there and we're building this project. And not only that, I don't want you to think that there's not activity going on. I mean, we're working with them. We're trying to not only on this project, but we're trying to help in bringing on other retail uses with them. So there is activity. I don't want you to. I really don't want to leave you with the wrong impression of anything, right? And please know there's layers of activity that's going on. As it relates to real estate, it always takes so much longer than you think it's going to take. So I appreciate your consideration.
Yes, thank you. And I appreciate you listening to me. So, all right, with that, are there any other questions for Mr. Emmerich on this request? If not, as I promised, I will make a motion. that the approval of the final subdivision and land development plan for Hershey West End, Final Phase J, Plat 1361, is extended to December 30th, 2024, subject to compliance with items 1 through 13 in the Department Head Recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second to my motion?
Second.
Okay, motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Is there any questions, further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil.
Have a good night.
All right, that will conclude the items under new business. And the next item on the agenda is Supervisor Board or Committee Reports. We'll start with Mr. Zamuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have nothing but to say thank you to the folks that showed up on Friday for the workshop concerning roundabouts. It was a nice discussion. I think there was a lot of information exchanged. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zamuda. Mr. Corrado.
Nothing to report. No committee reports.
All right, Mrs. Nutt.
No report this evening.
All right, and I don't have any other than the workshop meeting we attended last Friday. I haven't had any other meetings to report on, but I would concur with Mr. Zamuda. I thought the workshop was very helpful. And, you know, again, as a reminder of the board, we're going to have some follow-up discussion amongst ourselves separately, not in a group setting, or together at a meeting like this where we talk about whether or not we want to move forward with further exploration of traffic circles on Chocolate Avenue or no further exploration. With that, I'll turn to departmental reports. The first is Chief Warner of the Police Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple quick notes tonight. If I can get my notes up. We are currently in the process of hiring some new officers, the mandate by the board to create a traffic safety unit. So we have three candidates that we've pushed through to some final testing, hopefully get them through those evaluations, get them registered for the academy, which starts July 8th, and hopefully have two more to get to that number of five that we need to hire. Just wanted to note that the virtual training system that we got with local gaming money, I think it was 2 years ago, we were able to, we've been using it in our department for in-service training for our officers, but we actually had the academy class that is currently at HAC. They all came down and used that virtual training system. We're able to go through some de-escalation scenarios and things like that. So starting to get some good use out of that system. And then the final thing is, and we did a post on it, our honor guard is down in Washington, D.C. this week. They are down there to help support the activities that are going on down there, but most importantly, they greet the families as they come in, the families who have lost a loved one in the line of duty. They greet those families, they carry their luggage, they get them to where they need to be, and they are there for those families during this time, during this week. So not only our honor guard, but there's honor guards from all over the country. I think there was actually an honor guard from England this year. So they are just one of the units that helps those families out. And we're very, very blessed and humbled to be down there helping those families.
Thank you, Chief.
Chief, I have a quick question for you. There's four individuals we're looking at hiring, right? Or five?
There's four for the traffic safety to form the traffic safety unit, and then there's an additional one because we had a resignation.
Right. Okay. So that's what I was going to get at. The traffic safety unit. We're putting four people to that, or just two?
Four.
Four. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. Good news.
All right. Fire Department, Mr. Sassaman.
Good evening. Thank you. Just two quick things. 79 calls for April. Also in April, the Moyer family, I don't know if you've seen that on our Facebook page, but the Moyer family allowed us to burn a home down on EB Road. We had, it is the most or best experience that you can have in the way to train a firefighter is to actually have live building fires that we were able to set. So with the cooperation of the State Fire Academy, DPA, and many things that we had to do to get the house ready, we spent a day there and we ran probably 20 evolutions through that house. And it was quite a training. It was an amazing training opportunity. So just want to say thank you to the Moyer family to extending that to us and giving us that opportunity.
That's great. Thank you, Dave. All right, Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a great privilege to be here in my first official capacity. Report on the roadways, we have completed the installation of 14 medial bollard lights on East Chocolate Avenue that were damaged in an accident in 2023. We also completed long line painting in the township and will continue painting roadway pavement markings as weather permits. It hasn't permitted very often recently. Paving repairs have begun throughout the township. South First Street in the area of Fenice's has been completed. We also have repairs planned for Peach Street and Plum Street and Soterra Station, 2nd Street north of Park Avenue, and Arriba at the tennis courts. We continue regular maintenance in the parks, providing playground cover at Brookside Park and in the rain gardens at Gelder Park. We have to continually, on a regular basis, deal with vandalism at Gelder Park, most recently on the block wall provided by La Crosse. We had to cover up some graffiti there. And again, weather permitting, we'll be doing more lawn treatments at our facilities and in the parks. And we most recently hired two seasonal college students to help out with roadside, like township property mowing and mowing in the parks.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for the update. Library, Mrs. Jacobine.
No report.
Township engineer, Mr. Stump.
No report from me tonight either.
All right. Mr. Emmerich, community development.
Thank you. I need to schedule a hearing. We have a conditional use application in for Creekview Lawn and Landscaping at 970 Bullfrog Valley Road. I would like to schedule that for June 25th, which is a Tuesday, a regular meeting night, beginning at 6 p.m.
Okay, go ahead and do it.
Okay. That's all I have. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's not so bad. Natalie got me nervous. She thought there were more. All right, Mr. Chrisman.
I have nothing further this evening, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That concludes departmental reports. There is no one here from the public. This is the next visitor public comment session. Seeing as there's no one from the public, we will open it, but we will also now close it. We are now brought to adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
Our motion is made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion is seconded by Mrs. Nutt. All in favor, please vote aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion, the meeting is adjourned. And thank you, everybody. Appreciate your attendance.
See you, Mike.
Have a good one.
Thank you.